In this country, even with all the scientific sophistication and healthcare technology at our disposal, sometimes all that's required to solve a medical problem is the simple human touch. Commentator Elisa Eli explains.
I bill with an old-fashioned handwritten receipt, date, service rendered, fee. When an insurance company needs it, I add diagnosis to the bottom. A patient of mine submitted his bills to his company. A few months later, he returned with a stack of paper. The company had rejected all claims. His diagnosis was not sufficient. They needed his diagnostic code as well. We looked up the diagnostic code in a manual of psychiatry and rewrote all the bills. When he brought them back for the second time, the stack seemed a little ruffled around the edges. His diagnostic code was not sufficient either. Now the insurance company needed a procedure code. I called their polite toll-free number. Someone with a lilting voice answered. Oh, yes, she said, thank you for calling. You do need a code to be reimbursed. Thank you, I said. Could you please give it to me? There was a pause and a little deflating puff of air on the other end. Oh, no, we can't give that information over the phone. How am I supposed to get it? Well, she said, can you get a code book? No, I said, I can't. That's why I'm calling you. Oh, my, she said. There was another puff of air. It was the breath of courage this time. And then she lowered her voice. I'm not supposed to do this. Pages turned somewhere on a desk in a toll-free land. Outpatient psychopharmacology, outpatient cognitive behavioral therapy, outpatient insight-oriented psychotherapy. Is that it, do you think? Probably, I said. Okay, then. Here we go. She was almost whispering. That brave and revolutionary woman repeated the procedure code 3 times. One copy of the code is taped to the patient's chart. The second travels in a secret fold of his wallet. The third is waiting for a kryptonite safe. It's the only place something so necessary and so unimportant belongs.
Elisa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.